Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're putting on our digital architect glasses, so to speak, and taking a close look at building information modeling, or BIM. We've got a really fascinating collection of sources here that dig into how BIM is transforming teamwork in construction using digital tools.
Yeah.
It covers everything, really basic collaboration, file management, even specific software.
Right.
And our mission today is pretty clear. Pinpoint exactly how BIM makes working together on building projects, well, better. From the very start right through to the finish.
Yeah, and if you've ever felt like wrangling a construction project was, you know, like herding digital cats, then hopefully this will bring some clarity.
Definitely. Because that complexity, that scattered information, it's a real headache for people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just think about the sheer number of people involved in any construction project. You've got architects, engineers, contractors, owners. The list just goes on and on. And traditionally, that meant lots of separate information streams, you know, and a really high risk of things getting lost in translation somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I can picture that.
And if you've ever been in that situation where, say, outdated drawings led to some costly mistake on site, or even just finding the right version of a file felt like a huge win.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Then this deep dive is definitely for you. We're going to unpack how BIM gives you a much more transparent and ultimately more efficient way to collaborate.
Okay, let's unpack this then. BIM sounds, you know, great in theory, but what's the real tangible benefit for the teams actually on the ground?
Well, one of the most powerful things about BIM, I think, is how it gets early involvement from all the key players.
Okay.
Instead of that old linear process, right, where design gets locked down before the construction folks even really look at it properly.
Yeah, the siloed approach.
Exactly. BIM encourages everyone, design, construction, operations, even the maintenance teams, to chip in much, much earlier. In our sources, they consistently show this leads to significantly better decision-making right from the get-go.
How so?
Well, when you have that combined expertise looking at a project together in a digital space, you're just far more likely to spot potential problems or find more cost-effective solutions way sooner.
Right.
I mean, imagine making decisions that end up being, say, 5, maybe 10% more cost-effective just because you caught clashes digitally before anything got built on site.
So it's more than just avoiding those oops moments later on, like physically bumping into things.
Precisely. Yes, it goes way beyond just preventing, you know, pipes hitting beams in the model, which, trust me, saves a lot of headaches and money.
I bet.
But this early involvement, it also really sharpens everyone's understanding of their roles and responsibilities. When the project evolves in that shared digital space, it becomes super clear who's doing what, who's responsible for which bit, and that really boosts overall production.
Right.
Plus, BIM tools, they kind of naturally support systems thinking. Teams on site can actually see how all the different project parts connect.
Mm.
It stops being just, you know, one trade doing their job in isolation. They can see how their work affects others and how others affect them, all in the model, before anyone picks up a tool.
So the digital model becomes this kind of shared understanding, like everyone's actually working from the same playbook, finally.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. And, you know, when issues do pop up, because they always do.
Inevitably.
These digital platforms offer much slicker problem solving through integrated communication tools. Instead of endless email chains or trying to figure out scribbled notes on drawings, teams can often flag, discuss, and resolve issues right there within the context of the BIM model itself.
Okay, so we have this central digital platform. But how do all these different teams who might have, you know, very different levels of tech savviness actually get in and understand this model?
That's a key point. And our sources really highlight the importance of digital design review tools.
Oh, yeah.
These tools let a whole range of people, not just the BIM gurus, access and evaluate the models. So think project managers checking progress, or maybe facility managers getting to know the building systems way before handover.
Right, not just the designers.
Exactly. The key thing is that this accessibility fosters collaboration right across the entire building lifecycle, from that first concept sketch all the way to long-term operation and maintenance. Imagine doing a virtual walkthrough on your tablet before they've even broken ground.
Yeah, that's a massive leap from just staring at static blueprints.
Okay,
but now, if you've got potentially loads of people accessing and maybe even tweaking the model, how do you stop becoming, well, chaos? How do you make sure everyone's using the latest info?
Right, good question. And this is where the Common Data Environment, or CDE, becomes absolutely critical.
CDE, okay.
Yeah, think of the CDE as the single agreed-upon online spot for all project information, especially the BIM models and related documents.
The single source of truth.
Pretty much. Our sources really emphasize that project files in the CDE get updated frequently, you know, as work happens. But, and this is crucial, old versions aren't just overwritten and lost. The CDE keeps a detailed history. It tracks exactly what changes were made, when they were made, and who made them. This version control is just fundamental for accountability and for understanding how the design and construction actually evolved.
So it gets rid of those, hang on, I thought we were working off version 3 moments.
Precisely. Avoids that completely. And to help organize all this digital information even better, structured and consistent file naming conventions are essential.
Right, the file names themselves.
Yeah, sounds maybe a bit mundane, but as projects generate just vast amounts of digital data, having a clear system for naming files is a total game changer.
I can imagine.
Our sources point to standards like EN ISO 19650 as a good framework for this. It might seem like a tiny detail, but a well-structured file name lets you instantly understand key info like the project, who created it, what part of the building it relates to, the file type, its revision status, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, a file name might have codes for the project, the originator code, the volume or system, maybe levels and locations, the type of document, the role, a number.
Wow, that's detailed.
It can be. And maybe even classification, revision metadata, suitability metadata. This level of detail baked right into the file name can save literally hundreds of man hours on big projects, makes things instantly findable, reduces the risk of using the wrong file.
That level of detail, yeah, it sounds like it brings much needed order to what could be digital overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just for the construction phase itself, right? This model has a longer life.
Oh, absolutely. The BIM model and the rich database sitting behind it has the potential to serve the building through its entire life cycle. So the building owner can take this information and use it for really efficient facility management long, long after the construction crews have packed up and gone home. Imagine having a complete digital record of every component, its specs, maintenance schedules, operational data, all in one easily accessible place.
That's powerful for the long run. Okay, so we have these individual digital models. They're created by different teams, right? Architects, structural engineers, MEP specialists. How do these separate pieces then come together into the complete picture?
Good question. This is where federated models come in.
Federated models?
Yeah, think of it maybe like this. The individual models from each discipline. They're like the different instruments in an orchestra.
Okay, like the violins, the brass.
Exactly. The federated model is the full symphony. It's where all those individual models are combined into one single coordinated digital representation of the entire building.
Right.
And our sources really stress that this lets everyone involved visualize, share, review, and validate the complete project, maybe in 3D, maybe in 2D, all from a single consolidated file.
Okay.
It's incredibly powerful because it pulls together all the different building elements, the architecture, the structure, the mechanical systems, electrical layouts, everything into one comprehensive model. You can then sort of navigate through this layer by layer or zoom right into specific areas for a really close look.
So instead of trying to mentally juggle dozens of separate drawings, mm-hmm. you have this one intelligent central view of the whole thing.
Precisely. And the impact on the actual construction site is huge. You know, traditionally, if a change happened, it meant manually updating loads of paper drawings. Slow, prone to errors.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. The federated model largely replaces that. It makes it much easier to understand how all the systems fit together and, crucially, to spot potential clashes or coordination problems before they become expensive issues out in the field.
And BIM can actually help you proactively find those clashes.
Yeah.
I remember reading about something called clash detection.
You're spot on, yeah. BIM's capabilities definitely extend to proactively finding potential problems using tools like clash detection.
How does that work, basically?
Well, essentially, these tools automatically scan the model and find any instances where different building elements are trying to occupy the same physical space. You know, like a ventilation duct running straight through a structural beam.
Ah, okay. The classic clash.
The classic clash. And our sources mention there are even free BIM viewers available. Things like BIM Vision, Deluxe BIM Viewer, Trimble Connect, which often include these clash detection features.
So you don't need this super expensive authoring software just to check for clashes.
Not necessarily. These viewers empower a much wider range of people to do model reviews, collaborate, even if they don't use the main BIM creation software day to day.
Right.
But the real power of clash detection, as our sources highlight time and again, is when you do it before any physical construction starts.
Before you pour the concrete or install the ductwork.
Exactly. Finding and fixing those clashes digitally at that stage, it can lead to massive cost and time savings, prevents rework, prevents delays. You know, catching that plumbing line running through an electrical conduit in the model is a minor digital fix compared to ripping out and rerouting pipes on a busy construction site.
Yeah, that's a fantastic example of avoiding a potentially costly headache. Now, we also came across info about a specific piece of software Navisworks. How does that fit into this BIM collaboration picture?
Right. Navisworks, specifically Navisworks Manage, is a very widely used BIM tool. It's really designed for visualization, coordination, and analyzing project models.
Okay.
Our sources point out some of its key features. It's good at opening various file formats that people use for sharing and reviewing models, particularly NWD and 3D DWF files.
NWD and DWF.
Yeah. And Navisworks lets you navigate through the model structure, kind of like a hierarchy. You can examine detailed properties of individual objects, you know, what material is it, what are its dimensions, who manufactured it.
All the data behind the geometry.
Exactly. And you can also see any embedded review data. So things like saved viewpoints that someone wants you to look at, maybe animations showing construction sequence, red line markups from reviewers, comments linked to the specific parts of the model.
Mm.
It sort of becomes the central hub for understanding the digital building and the conversations happening around it.
So it's more than just a viewer. It's a platform for adding layers of communication and analysis on top.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. And it uses different file types for different needs. There's the NWF file. That's the native Navisworks file, kind of the working project file that links back to all the original discipline models.
Okay.
Then there's the NWD, the Navisworks document. That's more self-contained. Mm-hmm. It packages up the model geometry and any review markups. So it's great for sharing with people who might not have Navisworks installed.
Got it. Like a snapshot.
Sort of, yeah. A rich snapshot. And then there's the NWC, which is a cache file. It helps Navisworks load and handle really large, complex models more efficiently.
That.
And within Navisworks itself, you get a bunch of tools that really help collaboration. Grid lines, for example, give you that crucial spatial reference system, helps everyone know where they are in the digital building.
Mm-hmm.
The navigation tools are pretty intuitive, too. There's a walk mode, a fly mode, even options to simulate realism with collision detection and gravity so you don't accidentally walk through walls.
Huh. Useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes exploring the model feel quite natural.
It sounds almost like taking a virtual tour of the building site before anything's actually built.
Precisely. And then you have viewpoints. These let users save and organize specific views of the model, maybe including section cuts that slice through the building to reveal internal details.
Sections are key.
Absolutely. And you can organize these saved views into folders, maybe by area or by review task. The comments feature is also really vital for communication. It lets you attach notes and feedback directly to specific model elements or save views or even those clashes we talked about.
Okay.
So if you spot an issue, boom, you can pin a comment right to it, flag it for the right person.
So you can literally leave a digital sticky note on a problem beam or pipe in the 3D model.
Exactly that. And when you look at the Navisworks interface, you typically see a few key things. There's the selection tree that shows the model's hierarchy, makes it easy to find and select specific bits.
Mm-hmm.
The properties window shows all the data associated with whatever you've selected. And the saved viewpoints panel gives you quick access to those predefined views.
Okay.
You can also easily set the project's units, meters, feet, whatever, within Navisworks to keep measurements consistent. Displaying those grid lines gives that essential visual frame. The whole process, navigating, saving viewpoints, cutting sections, organizing them, it really streamlines model reviews and boosts communication. And just being able to click on something and instantly see its properties puts so much information right at your fingertips.
It really sounds like an incredibly powerful tool for visually understanding and, crucially, communicating about these complex projects. Okay, the last area we wanted to touch on is this idea of cloud-based BIM. What are the main advantages of moving these BIM workflows into the cloud?
Well, the primary driver, really, for cloud-based BIM is enabling much more seamless data sharing and real-time collaboration, especially for teams that might be spread out geographically.
Right.
I mean, just imagine the efficiency gain if you can access and work on the same always up-to-date project model from different offices or from site trailers or even different countries.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like it could drastically improve efficiency.
Yeah.
But I also recall reading about some pretty significant challenges there too.
You're right to remember that, yeah. While the potential benefits are huge, getting true interoperability, getting different vendors' cloud BIM tools, running on different platforms to talk to each other smoothly, that remains a really significant hurdle. Our sources definitely emphasize this is an ongoing challenge. It needs more research, more development in data exchange and interoperability solutions.
So even with all these digital advances, different software systems still don't always play nicely together in the cloud.
That's a core issue, yeah. The research we looked at discusses several ways people are trying to tackle this cross-platform data exchange problem.
Okay, like what?
Well, one common method is still file-based transfer, often using open standards like IFC Industry Foundation classes.
IFC, right. Heard of that.
Yeah, and while IFC aims to be this kind of universal language for BIM data, in practice, it often ends up being a bit of a one-way street. If the design changes, you have to re-export, re-import, repeat that for every iteration.
Tedious.
It can be. And while you can check the exported model against requirements, actually validating the imported model in the new software can be tricky. Plus, it's not great for managing data consistency across different platforms. It's a bit like, translating a complex book. Sometimes nuances get lost, and if the original gets updated, you have to retranslate the whole thing.
So it's not quite the seamless real-time dream the cloud promises them.
Not always, no. Another approach mentioned is bimserver.org. That's an open source IFC model server. The idea there is that having a common open language for BIM data could really help the whole industry by providing a more standard, reliable way to exchange information.
An open standard approach.
Right. Then you also have things called data interchange hubs. The Flux project was mentioned as an example. These platforms try to automate the data flow between specific applications, often with real-time updates.
Okay.
So this lets different users and different software sync up their data when they're ready. But the limitation there is they currently tend to only support a specific limited set of applications, and you become dependent on that hub platform itself.
So each method seems to have its own pros and cons in trying to achieve that smooth cloud collaboration. What about some of the big software vendors? What are they offering?
Yeah, our sources also mention various third-party cloud solutions that often extract data from BIM models for specific tasks. Platforms like Autodesk's, A360 or BIM 360, Trimble Connect, Assemble Systems, Invicara, BIM Assure. These platforms often offer a whole suite of tools for collaboration, project management, data analysis, often, though, working best within their own software ecosystem.
Right, so maybe not fully interoperable with everything else out there.
That's often the challenge. So, yeah, it really sounds like the industry is still kind of evolving when it comes to truly seamless cross-platform, cloud-based BIM collaboration. But there are definitely tools and strategies making significant progress.
Okay.
Absolutely. The move to the cloud is almost certainly the future direction, but cracking that interoperability nut remains a major focus for the industry.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up here, what are the really crucial things someone should take away from our deep dive into BIM collaboration today?
I think ultimately BIM, with its whole toolkit of digital processes and collaborative workflows, it just provides a genuinely powerful way to streamline construction projects.
Yeah.
It definitely enhances communication, gives you that central visual platform for everyone involved. It enables that proactive problem solving, like we talked about with clash detection, and it supports much more informed decision making and better efficiency right across the entire building life cycle, from those first designs all the way through to managing the facility years later. It's really about moving away from that fragmented, document-heavy approach towards a much more integrated, data-driven way of building and managing things.
Definitely sounds like a world away from relying on stacks of paper drawings and just
Yeah.
kind of hoping everything fits together when you get to site.
Exactly right. Yeah. And, considering how fast cloud-based BIM is developing and these ongoing efforts to bridge the interoperability gaps, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? How might future technologies revolutionize collaboration and data flow even further in construction? And maybe more importantly, what role will open standards play in making that future transformation actually happen smoothly? It's certainly a fascinating space to keep watching.